Yo, all right, so it's 12:49. I didn't just wake up. I woke up at like 11. I woke up at 11:20, I don't know. But there was no cat food here. So I had to go get that first thing. Because the girls, well, they're, you know, both the cats, they're sisters. So we call them the girls. Anyway, they're yelling for food. And what am I going to do? I'm going to say I got to record a podcast. Sorry. So I went to do that and then walked by the Gap, and it's 50% off of everything. Can I pass up a sale? That good? Be crazy. I would be throwing money in the sewer if I didn't go into the Gap and take advantage of 50% off. They tried to sell me one of these shirts full price. I said, hey, off everything, and then they took it off. I wouldn't pay full price for anything at the Gap. You know, when I started shopping at the Gap as a child, I didn't realize, oh, this is the rest of my life. And it's actually not even, it's a step up. It's better than Target. Gap clothes better than Target clothes. I'm sorry. Even the Massimo. All right, I got to get out of here soon. I got to go do a thing. I have a meeting. Show business meeting. Show business news, maybe even tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. If not, I'll tell you what. If the news comes in after I record the podcast, I'll record a special one tomorrow for the news. So there might be two tomorrow. Two if there's news, one if there isn't. Okay. But here, Arby's to acquire Buffalo Wild Wings for $2.4 billion in restaurant shakeup. It's a shakeup. Can you believe it? I ate Buffalo Wild Wings for the first time on my birthday. This past birthday. And let me tell you, $2.4 billion, it's a bargain. Arby's is getting away with robbery. There, you can't put a price on Buffalo Wild Wings. If they fuck with anything there, I swear to God, they change one fucking thing. We should all be taken to the streets and protesting. I don't see this as Arby's being able to monopolize the wings market. I haven't seen an Arby's in about 10 years. I didn't know they still existed. I had Arby's once in my life, loved it, never ate it again. I think that was probably the best way to go out. Because I was probably 15 and I loved to eat garbage. I don't know how it would taste to me now. But Buffalo Wild Wings. Where did Arby's get the money? How do they have $2.4 billion laying around at Arby's? Here, the reason I haven't been to an Arby's is because they all look like shit. They all look abandoned. And like I said, I haven't seen one in a while. Are they big in the Midwest? I'm only on the coasts. I don't go in the fucking middle. Oh, well, I will be in Detroit this weekend. Pittsburgh and Detroit. I'm a man of the people. Even stopping over in your shitty flyover places. With Mike Birbiglia, of course. But if you show up at either one of those shows, let me know. I'll say hello somehow. I'll meet you out by the merch table. Merch, short for merchandise. That's show business road talk. Don't have time to say merchandise all the time. Indian nurse, Indiana, not Indian. I'm dyslexic. Sorry. Indiana nurse loses job after saying sons of white women should be sacrificed. Well, I think yes, you shouldn't be a nurse if that is your stance medically. Good catch, Indiana Hospital. I don't know, was that on her Facebook? To catch it on her Facebook? Don't post your racial feelings on Facebook. Everybody finds out. No matter what it is, you want to sacrifice white people, there's another race you don't care for. Keep it to yourself or among some friends that get it. You don't have to post a meme, you fucking idiot. Why is everybody... It's not good. It's not real until I post a meme. How I need everybody to know I hate a race. I can't just say it to my friends and family. It needs to be posted publicly for the people who don't give a shit and for one person to pick up and give it to the local newspaper. I, of course, love all races. That's right. I don't see color. I don't. Actually, of course I do. But there was one time, somebody, I forget what happened. I was telling a story about somebody that came up to me and asked me something. And I couldn't remember their race. And I felt like a real, true, I felt like, you see, I don't see color. I don't remember what race that person, I could not tell you. I have no idea. So, every once in a while, I don't see color. Usually, first thing I notice. But if you're not white, I like you more. You start off with a bonus. Some people say that's racist. But is it? Maybe. No, you don't start off with a bonus. Everybody starts off equal. Don't edit this out and then start selling it to the right-wing blogs. I don't need Breitbart coming after me for saying that I give non-whites a bonus. Then they oh, white guilt. Anything that those people, alt-right people. Okay, move on. Let's not talk about race anymore. I shouldn't talk about it. I barely did. I was just talking about me. Comcast quietly drops promise not to charge tolls for internet fast lanes. Fuck Comcast. Fuck them in the ear. Fuck them all day. That's all I have to say. They, of course they did. They're fucking full of shit. All the health insurance companies, Comcast, and every elected official, we should be chasing down the street and saying, get out of here. Get out of here. And chase them up to Canada. We chase every one of those people. We run them. We run after them, yelling, go away. And then to the border, and then they'll have to go across to Canada and then say, and stay out. Is that too much? Can't we pull that together, a good chase? Bitcoin reaches $10,000 valuation for first time. Now, this is good. I don't have any Bitcoins, but they it does prove that money's fake. So I like it. That's all I want everybody to realize. Money's fake. Bitcoin's fake. The whole thing's fucking weird. Why did I care that I got half off fake money at the Gap? At least I got real stuff. Spend all your money. Get real stuff for your fake money. It's not a bad deal. Ghost ships wash up in Japan with skeletons on board. Now that sounds interesting. Jacqueline Novak just said, "Oh God!" See, at least four ships have washed up on Japan's west coast this month, some with bodies on board. While authorities have confirmed their origin, signs suggest they're from North Korea. This Kim Jong-un he's sending ghost ships. How are we supposed to defend ourselves against ghost ships? You saw Pirates of the Caribbean? Or Caribbean, depending on how you pronounce it. But I think they say Caribbean. He saw that, he said, let's send some ghost ships out. Or these people are like, I just got to get the fuck out of this North Korea. I'm sick of having no internet and watching I Love Lucy reruns or whatever the fuck they have to watch on TV there. And it's probably like three TV shows and a bunch of stuff about how great Kim Jong-un is and what a heck of a haircut. Well, I got to get out of here. So I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.